Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Each and every day on the show, we will be taking your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. I'm very, very excited about that because the fact is, yesterday, as shocking as it might sound, Open Phone Wednesday was an overwhelming success.
It worked.
And I was delighted. I was delighted about it. And I like the idea of just having the SOP, Standing Operating Procedure, Standard Operating Procedure, that we can take phone calls. So that's our phone number, 888-920-MORE. I don't think we're going to take phone calls on today's show because we have a very special guest that hasn't been to our studio and hasn't been on the show in a very long time. He has done wonderful things for TMOS, and he has a wonderful company, TM Soft, and his name is Mr. Todd Moore, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on, especially when you're debuting one of your new pieces of genius, one of your new games
gadgets,
that are out there.
Gadgets.
You know, it's very, very exciting, and you're just back from one of those 500 conferences you go to every year, and you know, and you're doing extremely well, and it's always great. And I sense that you know, you're back in the fold with our guy Oscar. You guys have run a little bit lately.
Yeah.
We so did that's a show. Always nice. You
we
know,
did a, we did a show. Yeah.
When
show.
You can slur through one of those shows, yeah. I get excited because it means you're back.
We're back,
you
know, Mike,
as
we're
Paul
back.
Giamatti would say. You're back.
The new digital board actually has a feature. It's a filter that you can actually eliminate the tinkling of ice cubes in a glass.
Mm.
So Tech 411 sounds cleaner and
what
better than
saying?
Ever. Not a word. Not a word.
Well, it's great to have you here, and we look forward to talking about virtual reality and patent trolls and everything else that you talk about in your new game, Compulsive.
Well, that was like 2 years ago. But
XXI, Mike.
Thank you.
XXI. Yes. Damn it.
I did bring a VR headset for Rob to try out. I don't know when you want to do it, but it's
I
pretty
so
fun.
I so wish I was in the studio
I
right now.
Here. Yeah, this is great.
I would love that. Well, we're going to have that great experiment, too. And will it fit around his head?
Yeah, I think it's
adjustable. He brought a strap extender.
Like a seatbelt extender
exactly
on
like
an airplane.
When I fly, sure.
Rob's head is over an eight. You yeah. have an over an eight-inch circumference,
eight
right?
and an eighth, I believe, is my hat size.
Eight and an eighth, which is, you know, because, I mean, it's the regular large size and just a little bit of water.
That's right.
So anyway.
And because of that, Mike, I've never been able to find a top hat to fit me right.
That's right. Well, you can't find hats of any kind to fit you right. Are you right?
As a rule, I found one at the outlet mall that was near, what was it, L.L. Bean when we went to when we were in Maine.
What
I
kind
found
of hat
a
was
huge
it?
Sea Dogs hat. And it actually does
okay.
fit me. So I have that.
That's a good logo, too.
Yeah, it's
like
great. It looks like a Cocker Spaniel.
That's awesome. All right. That's exciting. And, well, we have some business to take care of, Todd, because ooh. it is our Thursday show. And on Thursday, people send us correspondence so that
sure.
they can get
it's
their
It's Thursday's
little
birthdays.
Thing and yeah. it, Mike, I did find another remix of the Korean Air music.
Hey, so, I have a question before we start.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I don't mind telling people this. I'm going to meet with a financial planner today.
Sure.
And, okay, I'll ask the businessman in the room, Oscar.
Chess.
So I was going to go with the business suit with just this shirt and no tie, which I thought was. And then I got up this morning and I said, no, if I go walking in wearing his outfit, you know, wearing the outfit of what they wear, that'll be me in a position of, even though this is not a negotiation, this is a position of weakness. So I've chosen to go with the designer jeans and the suit jacket and dress shoes to meet with him, and I'm asking, I defer to you on that. Or should, I can pivot.
No,
I can pivot and put on the suit.
Are they the Gloria Vanderbilt or the Sessons?
They're the Vidal Sassoon.
Oh, they're nice.
Mike, you're the customer. You have to remember that. Whatever
yeah,
makes
you're
you
the
comfortable.
Client. You're the client. You don't
I just
need to
figured,
dress up.
You know, yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, it was my mother's funeral suit, so it was a little dark
yeah,
for down
don't
here.
Don't do
yeah.
that. No.
Todd, what do you think? You have a lot of business meetings.
Yeah, I think you. I hate wearing a suit. First of all, like that's
okay.
the worst thing in the world. Just go in jeans and a t-shirt and look like you need help. You know, like, please help me.
Empty cup with pencils in it?
Yes, exactly.
Jeans and a t-shirt. That's a great idea. Hey, well, you got any gum? Stealing Letterman's. All right, well, without further ado, let's open up the fabulous mailbag, because do you have it yet?
Yes.
All about you.
I think it's great that you finally have it.
Yeah. But it is so, simply just a remix of the original one. Because listen to the original one.
No, but why do you...
I love this.
I also filtered through 16 hours of CNN on DVR looking for the commercial.
You've worked hard.
I can't find it.
It would have been great if the remix said one time.
True enough,
right?
Mm-hmm. I will have to remember the next time it comes on, what it is, and I don't know.
We need a timestamp, Mike. A timestamp.
Timestamp would be great. Yes. But until then, we still have the boy band.
No, I don't. I hate that. Who is that?
That's the YouTube boy band.
That never to be heard
R.I.P.
again. R.I.P. Never to get. So all right, play your music.
We can play it now. All right, very good. Mike, you know what? The worst part about it is that I feel that I've let you down.
All about you.
That's not it. That's not it.
That's not the mix.
There's no vocal
on.
There's no narrator on. It goes right to music.
We'll find
commercial
it, Mike.
Comes on. There's a Korean Air flight attendant.
He's just moving along.
I'll let him do that. That's fair. That's fair. But hi, Bing. It's birthdays. Happy belated birthday to Nitsa.
Nitsa?
Miska, Muska, Mickey Mouse.
Exactly.
No. Nitsa, her last name has been withheld. Her husband apologizes for being late with his submission, but in his defense, he is both a jackass and a douchebag. I assume he said that?
Yes, he did.
Very good. Okay. Dan Ware had a birthday yesterday. Isn't that great? His wife says a TMOS birthday wish would be the best birthday present ever. A birthday wish.
Yes.
Would that be the birthday? That's not the birthday song.
No, just pleasant wishes on this, his day of birth.
A pleasant wish?
Yes.
I wish you success in whatever you choose to do in your life.
Best president.
Am I the only one that has a wish for him?
I wish he was more specific with his wish next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar, you got a wish for our boy?
No
here?
Wish.
You got a wish. No wish for a no. Pony, do you have a wish?
I wish he has a great birthday and stops writing us letters.
Pony?
I'm kidding. That was mean.
That is
I apologize.
So negative. That
I
is so,
apologize.
I mean, we love this segment. Todd Moore, any wish for this Dan Ware fella?
Well, I just hope he has a wonderful birthday and he gets a new VR headset and all his other dreams that he's hoping for. And
all right. You're not on message.
I care.
You are on message. That's
nice
for sure.
Guy. Todd Moore.
Is he selling them? I'm curious. Brad Gary loves old-timey things like Rob, adores tech gadgets like Oscar, and like Mike, he doesn't get happy. He also turns 35 next week. Happy birthday, Brad. Way to go, Brad.
Brad. Fantastic. Nice and tight.
Good guy, Brad Berthelsen. Another Brad.
Yes.
Bertelsen. That's his name. Brad Berthelsen just turned 35 and is freaking out about it. Could Charlie calm him down? Well, we have to spin the wheel to see if Charlie's outside. All right. Idiot Savant. Idiot Savant. Idiot Savant.
Hey, that's nice.
Hi, Todd.
Hi.
Hi, what? Hi, what?
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. That's all I wanted. Just wanted to say hi to Todd. Bye. That's nothing for her. Unfortunately, that was not directed at Brad. The Wisconsin president of the TMOS fan club has a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Matt Prisner. We grew up with Prisners in our neighborhood.
Really?
So, happy birthday to the Prisner guy, dude. Stephen Castellanos has a birthday next week, and his fiance loves him very much. Good for him. Happy birthday to Mr. Rob Lynch, who listens to TMOS to and from work and while he prepares dinner. I don't know why that makes me chuckle, but it does. He says the show keeps both his mind and his sense of humor sharp. Editor's note, but not sharp enough to get his wife to cook his dinner.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Misogyny alarm. Oh. Misogyny alarm. That's a misogynistic comment right there.
You think it is? I didn't think
yes,
it qualified.
Yes, I do. Yes, of course. Yes. All right. Yes. There it is. Just like a ballerina. There it is. Misogyny. Super fan Ryan Cooper had a birthday this week, and we would be doppel happy with doppel doobies. You want doppel doobies? He wants the dueling Michael McDonald.
Yeah, do we have to spin
how,
for that?
How are you? I'll let you make the call.
All right, let's see. Graying beard.
Oh,
yeah, he
that
wins.
Means we're gonna do it. All right.
Now, do you want to choose taking it to the streets or What a Fool Believes? What's your call?
Taking it to the streets.
You got it.
Hey, everybody, WAVA Power 105 on a beautiful Thursday afternoon in our nation's capital. A little chillier than it has been, but hey, fear not, spring just around the corner. Now to sing for you, Michael McDonald and those fabulous Doobie Brothers.
You don't know who you don't know, brother.
I'm not blind, but I do know what I think I see.
All right, that's it. Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
We went a long way with those. I wasn't into it until we started, and then I got really into it.
There's a pack of dogs barking outside, I think.
And now a birthday greeting to, you know, anybody tuning into this show for the first time that heard that would say, what the F is that show about?
What the hell are they doing?
God. And now a birthday greeting to one of our favorites, who also happens to be a big Golden State Warriors fan, so this intro requires reverb.
Hold on, let me get it.
All right. There we are.
Beautiful.
That's what I have because my microphone is not plugged in, and it's somewhere in the studio where I can't find it. So we'll have to use the Bane cup.
I love the Bane cup.
All right.
So
I did not unpack my suitcase properly when I returned from my dying mother's bedside.
Oh, dear.
I'm terribly sorry, but I've been through it.
I understand.
Screw you. All right, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Oracle Arena in Oakland, California, the home of the NBA championship winning team of 1947, 56, 75, and 2015, the Golden State Warriors. And the Warriors would like to welcome and offer a special wish to their number one fan, happy birthday, Cappy Pfeiffer.
Woo!
Make some noise. The Golden State Warriors thank you. Did that sound okay?
That sounded authentic because it's that quick in the arena.
It would have been better with the real reverb. I don't know where that microphone is. Lying around here somewhere. Anyway, hello, boys. But happy birthday, Cappy.
Absolutely.
I just wanted to thank you guys for all the laughs and especially for the way you put your feelings out there in open mic. When you talked about your forced career change, I was going through the same thing and you put words to feelings that were churning inside me. Sounds almost like a porno. It helped me realize that as much as stuff sucked, I wasn't alone. That's right. We're losers just like you.
That's right.
No, I'm kidding. Anywho, that's cruel. I shouldn't do that. But he's obviously things
he's
are good
it.
Now.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Chris Mindell has a birthday on April. Is that the same letter, Rob? Chris
this is
Mindell?
The same letter, yes. He wrote it in announcer form.
Chris Mindell has a birthday on April 20th, the same day as Hitler. Jesus, wow.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
His wife, Bette, has a birthday on February 6th, the same day as Eva Braun. Spooky?
Yes.
I think so. But unlike Eva and Adolf, Chris and Bette love the different. Thanks again, Chris.
It's quite a letter. Wonderful. Quite a letter.
It's emotional. In every way.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and High Noon. Oh, that's his new nickname, Adrian High Noon.
Hey, did you see his haircut online?
No, I did not get
it.
You're going to love
it.
Pretty good.
I am a pastor in a town near Sacramento. As you can imagine, listening to parts of your show in my church office, especially the bonus shows, may be frowned upon by other staff members. Usually I have my earbuds in and allow your show to fill my ears and loosen the tension of dealing with some of the hard issues of the day, from addictions, divorces, suicides, and all things Sacramento. God, I feel I need the humor so I don't succumb to the negativity of this area. Man,
he gets it.
To the choir there.
He gets
him
it.
A little ding for that. On one particular day, I was preparing to meet with a husband whose marriage was falling apart. This particular day, there were no staff members in the building, so I had your show on fairly loud as I went through the paperwork. I guess the show was up loud enough that I didn't notice the gentleman walk into the building right when Oscar and Rob were arguing.
Oh, dear.
As he entered my office, Oscar said, "Rob, do you ever use spell check?" To which Rob responded, "Oscar, do you ever go F yourself?" Thankfully, the gentleman got a huge laugh out of it. The ice was broken, and I wasn't fired.
Good.
We now discuss the show each time we meet. This is a great letter.
Yeah,
that's cool.
My birthday is on April 21st, and if the slot machine of grace shines in my favor, I would love to have Jack Cassidy tell my congregation how miserable it is in hell so as to deter them from moving in that direction. I need all the help I can get over here in Sacramento. That's from Matthew Wyatt. And he gets three crosses. From Lincoln, California.
That's
Let's
terrific.
Bring him in. Here he comes. Well, there, a man of the cloth, Jack Cassidy.
Hey, Jack.
Hello, Father, or Pastor, or whatever you're called. I always prefer Reverend. Jack Cassidy.
Hey, Jack.
How's your... Yes, yes, Rob, I was going to do... Yes?
I wanted to tell you, I saw your magician episode of Columbo, and did you know that in that episode,
yes.
you were also hiding the fact that you were a Nazi war criminal?
That's, of course, true. I was always an uber villain, if you will, and you will be. Because I insist on it. Jack Cassidy! Getting back to Matthew, the pastor. Matthew, how's your flock?
Oh.
Jack Cassidy. I had a flock, but it was not a religious congregation.
Oh, no.
It was simply an entourage that would come to my pad once in a while.
Oh, your pad.
Smoke marijuana cigarettes. And do you remember Papa's pastor? Yes. We had drawers full of them. They were magnificent for that special time. Jack Cassidy! Bye-bye! Oh, wow.
Didn't poppers. Know he did poppers.
You don't hear that very often. That's interesting.
It's a history lesson.
Only someone really plugged into the gay community in the 80s would know that. Anyway, dear Mike, do you know where you were on April 19th, 1986? That was probably in a studio somewhere. Probably not, but I do. It was my 13th birthday, and my mother took me to meet Mike and Don at the opening of the IKEA at Potomac Mills Mall.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
It's a great
Sunny
store, Mike.
Day.
Great store.
Man, great memories. So by using that day, Wednesday, April 20th, 2016, marks the beginning of my fourth decade of listening to Mike.
Wow.
I do not need an impression. Just allow me to say thank you to Mike, Rob, and Oscar for the podcast. And here's to another three decades of listening. Thanks for the bringing of the funny, Ethan Ritz.
Yay, Ethan.
Oh, nice letter.
So if Ethan was bullied when he was little and they'd, like, knock him down and, like, one of the big kids would sit on him, that means that somebody was sitting on a Ritz. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did that.
What?
It happens occasionally in the birthday.
You sat on my Ritz.
You sat on my Ritz.
Good cracker.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the rest of the TMOS squad, as long as a longtime listener, I've enjoyed all the incarnations of the program and the constantly expanding cast of characters and personalities. I have but two requests, and neither involve the Wheel of Yuck Yucks. First, for Rob, my 11-year-old son, Joe, is a host of his elementary school talent show this week.
Ah.
Before he begins following in your considerably larger footsteps, any advice for him?
Yeah, don't make fat jokes about anybody. They never play well in an elementary school talent show. I mean, even if it's like about Adele. You'll get booed.
Yeah, but you made fat jokes about yourself, right? And they didn't go over. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, even that doesn't
You would
really
never
work.
Make fat jokes about, like, a fat kid in the
No,
talent
no, but
show.
I did make fun of Adele. And that
you made fun of Adele?
Yeah, I said that's off
You fat shamed Adele in front of school children?
I said that's off her album 21, which, as you know, is her collar size.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, yeah.
See, and even though you're a fat guy, you couldn't get away with it.
No, and but it did give me a chance to do a great Letterman collar pull. I almost saved it. Almost.
Oh, too
bad. But I haven't been asked back.
Second, isn't it time for Pony to have his own sign-off at the end of the show? With his slight frame, it shouldn't take much space for him to slide between Rob So Long and Oscar's Chow Chow. I would absolutely say that's fine. I would have no problem with that. Thanks for your time, and keep bringing the funny. Smell you later. Tim Tanner from Detroit, Michigan. And you know what, Pony? I will wait till the end of the show. Rob will say, I will say, so long, everybody. Rob will say something.
Yes.
Then it's you. And then
I'll go chow chow.
It's something now I can look forward to the end of the show.
This will be
not
great.
That I don't every day.
That's your favorite part of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and crew. Laura and I are celebrating our 5th wedding anniversary. We've been together for nearly 8 years now, and we've had a great ride so far. I could not be more humbled that she would leave her life in Canada behind to start a life with a schlub like me. To celebrate this occasion, I would like to spin the wheel and see if Nino Grease-Minelli could wish us a happy 5th anniversary from the deck of the Jack Tar, Waddle Doodle. We love you long time. Thanks so much for bringing us together. I am forever in debt to you guys for that. Thank you, Hank Reuter. Let's see what happens.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard. Merle Haggard.
Hey! Time the battle let me down. Hey, Hank and Laura Reuter. Hey, keep posting food pictures. Love it. When you go out to your restaurant, maggots, we have so many maggots. Hank and Laura Reuter. Not a waddle doodle deedle.
Nice.
Wow, we are in the middle of this. Hold on. Moving right along. Oh, there you go.
I'm playing the grease man off.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, interns, other characters, my friend Tommy is a P1 listener who subscribes to the bonus show and purchases everything he can through your Amazon page. You have me to thank for that because I told him, let me see, hold on. You have me to thank for that because I told him about the podcast when I found you guys back in 2009. You're welcome. Unfortunately, I've been negligent in requesting a birthday greeting for my pal T-Bone in years past. Since his birthday is in October, I'm hoping this counts as either a late request or an early request or both. I tell you how old he will be, but I'm not sure. Though we were in the same grade when we met freshman year of high school, Tommy was able to buy cigarettes long before the rest of us. I'm not sure if this part will make sense, but when we saw Ant-Man last summer, we both started cracking up at the idea of G. Gordon Liddy watching the ants. That may have been an obscure bit. No, I think you can tell that we're laughing at it. That may have been an obscure bit on your show, but Liddy has always cracked us up. You've got a great sense of humor. How about spinning the roulette wheel to see if Liddy will make time in his busy schedule to say a happy birthday to Thomas Buono. Thanks for all the laughs. Go in peace. Another pastor? Pastor
wow.
Dave.
Yeah, well, it's
maybe
Easter.
Maybe he's just
They're
calling
busy.
Himself a pastor. Let's spin and see what happens. Okay, here we go. Black mustache, black mustache, black mustache. Black mustache today.
That's terrific.
Well, hello there, Thomas Buono. I wish you a Mercedes-Benz or a BMW. A BMW. And yes, when I was imprisoned, I looked at the ants. I studied the ants. And when I was afraid of lightning and thunder, I tied myself to a tree in an electrical storm. And I held my hand over an open flame. And the trick was not minding. I'm G. Gordon Liddy, and everything I have just told you is utter bullshit. Thank you. So long.
There we go. Hi, Rob, Oscar interns, and El Captain Mike. I'm writing you this letter because I would love to get a birthday greeting from you guys. My birthday was yesterday. It's the only thing that I want. No voices, no birthday song. Just have to say happy birthday to Tim. I stumbled across the show back in 2003 when I heard those magic words, "This is the Don and Mike Show." And I've been a loyal listener ever since. I've followed the broadcast and podcast over the years, and this show has gotten me through some really tough times in my life. I just really want you all to know how much you mean to me, the countless others that listen as well. Thank you for bringing the funny. Sincerely, Timothy Dingle. Dingle L?
That's how it's spelled. Timothy Dingle hyphen L. So I guess it's Dingle L.
Dingle L?
Yeah.
Sounds like something in the butt.
Oh, stop it, Grease.
Dingle L. Hey, look at all the dingles. We have so many dingles. We have dingles on the line. Dingle, dingle, dingle. Isn't dingle the best kind of ingle? Yes, it is. Dingle. Happy birthday, Timothy. That's it. All right, moving right along. Hi, Mike. It's your old pal, Alan Wenzel. Oh,
hi, Alan.
Alan's a funny dude. Yes. He is so funny. AU Class 81. Once again, I have beaten you to the next milestone in our march toward the grave. He's a funny dude. He really was funny in college. He's funny now. As I will be turning 57 on April 21st. I'm right behind you, Alan. Each year, my birthday expectations get lower. And this year, all I really want is to have the three of you give me a nice... Am I right, ladies? He makes me laugh always. But done in a way that I can isolate the clip and sneak it on my daughter's phone as her ringtone. Okay, Alan has fun with his kids. Yeah. He does. Just because I'm old doesn't mean I have to start acting like a grown-up. Go ahead and spin the baccarat wheel of video poker if you must. No, we don't have to do that for you, Alan.
Okay, cool.
Thanks, Alan. P.S., if you had a chance to sit down with Gary Stein to discuss when I'll be replacing him... Have you had a chance to sit down with Gary Stein to discuss when I'll be replacing him on the Tony Perkins Show? That's funny. PPS, buy a t-shirt. Okay. So
Alan is the best.
All right, so he wants it isolated, so I'll give it just all by itself, right?
Okay.
Am I right, ladies? Oscar. I wanted to make it as obnoxious as possible.
Oscar needs to do one, too.
All right.
Am I right, ladies?
And in 3, 2, 1, am I right, ladies?
All right, Alan, use it.
Use all three of them. They all have their strengths,
text,
I think.
Tone.
And our message. Last letter. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, once again, my family has failed to send in a birthday message for me. I'm so sad. At least I have 6 episodes a week of my favorite internet radio program to cheer me up. My luck has been terrible the past few years. But I have 2 wishes to help change my fortune. First, I'm going to drop a dollar into the slot machine in the hopes that Harry Morgan can send me a message from the great beyond. My second wish is for Carrie Spiewak to accept my Facebook friend request. Keep bringing the funny, and fingers are crossed for a meet and greet when Mike heads up to Maine. Thanks to all, Chris Hutton. Well, let's deal with Carrie first. Rob, will Carrie accept this guy's friendship on Facebook?
No.
Okay, well, let's spin the wheel. This is Chris Hutton. All right, here we go. Blank, blank, blank. Your luck hasn't changed, Chris. Start the show, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Go on.
All right. Well, before that, I was in real estate. I quit because my boss wouldn't let me use his private bathroom. That was it.
Do you talk to everybody like this?
Of course.
Well, my niece told me you were different.
I am different, yeah.
But I gotta tell you, you are the complete opposite of every applicant we've seen. Mr. Steinbrenner, sir. There's someone here I'd like you to meet. This is Mr. Costanza. He's one of the applicants.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I wish I could say the same, but I must say, with all due respect, I find it very hard to see the logic behind some of the moves you have made with this fine organization. In the past 20 years, you have caused myself and the city of New York a good deal of distress. as we have watched you take our beloved Yankees and reduce them to a laughingstock, all for the glorification of your massive ego.
Hire this man.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Viper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. On the air and online worldwide, the Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you're here, you do too. You can call us anytime on the show at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We just got our newfangled phone system.
Phones.
And we tested it yesterday, and we love taking your phone calls. So, you know, we'll get people into that habit, and maybe once or twice on a show, we'll take a phone call. Maybe we won't. Our show today brought to you by Tracker. You know, we all live in an era of smart cars, smartphones, smart homes. Tech has made everything smart until you lose something.
Right.
We have all the smart stuff we need. We've even got a smart guy in the studio today, Todd Moore. That won't prevent us from losing something. And it makes smart people feel really dumb when you lose something. But there's hope for you thanks to Tracker. Tracker, a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallet. Todd's showing it. Todd's got his Tracker.
Yes, I do.
You can find your wallet, your bag, your computer, anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. If you lose your phone, press the button on Tracker and your phone rings, even when it's on silent. 1.5 million devices. Tracker's got a huge crowd GPS network, one of the biggest in the world. So your lost items will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. This is fantastic. Never lose anything again, thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 30% discount off their entire order. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's TheTracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use the code TMOS for 30% off. That's thetracker.com. Code TMOS. All right. Well, lots going on. We're like late already.
Already.
On the show today.
Already.
Todd, welcome to the show. You brought toys with you today.
I did. And
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I was at the Facebook conference. They gave this out to everybody. This is called the Gear VR by Oculus.
Ooh.
VR meaning virtual reality.
Now, how much would something like that cost if you were to, you know, just pick it up in a store? How much would that that freebie that you
so
get?
The headset is $99, and
that's
it works with any Samsung phone. So if I pop this off, you'll see that it's actually got a smartphone
Ooh.
In it.
Oh, okay.
Oh wow.
Look
so
that.
That's all it is? You just put the smartphone in the little slot there? Now, why hasn't the fabulous Apple Corporation pulled off something like that? I'm curious.
You know, I'm wondering.
They've
why
stopped innovating, Mike.
Yeah,
Mike, Oscar, that's true. I mean, you guys talk about this stuff all the time on Tech 401. Have they really stopped? Because all of us are out there, and we all have our iPhones and our iMacs and our i this and i that. I'm kind of frustrated that, you know, where's the old Apple Corporation?
The rumors are they are working on it, and Apple's usually not first to the game, right? Like the
they
Apple
just
Watch
refine the game,
came
right.
after the Android Wear Watch. So they look at see what the market does, and then they make a better product, and that's typically what they have done. So I'm almost certain, like when the iPhone 7 comes out, right?
There'll be a VR component.
I think there will be. I think
You know, I'm glad I've got you here because I wrote this down. I don't even know what my phone is. I mean, I've had it for so long.
Hold it up, Mike.
I know what it is. It's not a 6 because I bought you an accessory.
Oh, you got
for
a 5S.
You have a 5S.
All right, so I have a 5S, and I'll ask the tech guys that are in the hosts of Tech 411.
Jess.
When would it be a good idea for me? I'm pretty happy with everything.
Yeah.
Is there anything out there where I really should stampede to it? I do like taking pictures of my kid and video of my kid, and I know there's some better camera technology on these. When do you think I should swap this one out? Should I get it right away, or should I wait for something? Because I've got an upgrade. I know that's
coming. Would say I would wait for now and wait because there's going to be
a refresh coming up.
There's a refresh, and I believe it'll be the iPhone 7. So I would wait for that.
Hold tight, Mike.
They did just release a new version of the iPhone 5. So if you like that form factor, what do they call it, Oscar?
A little guy.
The SE.
SE.
Yeah. So if you wanted to stick
with
that
size.
What's
the SE? What's the is it smaller than the one?
It's the same size you have now.
Yeah, they just refreshed the
I like the way Oscar just punctuates. He just punctuates. It's the same size he has now, idiot.
Yeah. There you go.
That's what it is right now. So does it matter whether I up? Is there anything in the pipeline as far as the seven? What the seven's going to be?
Or well, we don't know yet. We don't know.
The rumors are that you're not going to have a stereo speaker because you really don't need that anymore.
Yeah, I heard that
in the phone. They might have a proprietary, you won't actually have a headphone jack.
Do I have a stereo speaker in my 5S?
You do, but you don't, the fidelity doesn't come through on the phone.
No.
It's weird for stereo separation, the speakers should be further than a centimeter apart.
They need to be bigger than your head.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, it doesn't even have any of that small technology that makes big sound out of a small device.
So, right.
I mean, when you say stereo, I don't get that at all.
So
from the phone.
And they might save money or space if they go down to a mono. But more importantly, if the 7 comes out, it's going to have the latest and greatest, and you're, less than 6 months away, hypothetically, so you should just wait.
Relax.
All right. I have no problem doing that because I'm actually happy. And Carla's got the 6, and I don't like her phone. Whenever I use her phone, whenever I take her phone to, look at pictures or take a picture of my kid, it's always, I find it a little difficult to maneuver. I don't like, it's too big for me.
Okay.
I don't care for that.
Does she have the super big one?
No, she's got the average one, but I don't like that one. I've got the 5S, and it's very comfortable in my own hand.
That's small hand.
As long as you're happy, Mike.
Smell like cabbage.
I would keep it.
Right.
Mike,
right, keep it.
If you don't mind, I'd love to get this VR headset on Rob and get his the first time he ever experienced it, get this on air.
Well, it's an interesting thing because I was just about to say we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to put that VR headset on Rob.
Hey,
that's
Mike,
okay.
Real quick, if we have a second here, if we can take a break here, we can come back and I can try that VR headset.
Pony, do you have any suggestions about the show so far?
Pony
wants anything
we
could do?
I love this. This is wonderful. I think I can't wait to see Rob put on the headset and try and.
Are you sure you want him to have a goodbye?
No, I'm not sure now. Because you know the joke was going to be, how about we take a break and come back
yes,
to that? But he
Pony.
Didn't know that. But
oh,
that's okay.
Well, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
That's okay. Well, that's not what you do. Jesus
that's right.
Christ.
What does
we'll
he
take
do?
A break. Come back with
Work.
More. Robin VR right after this.
We need to build a firewall, a huge firewall. Listen, I know data. I love data. Data's good. I made a fortune on data. But data is coming in. Data is getting in. It's not the good data either. It's malware. Muy malware. Nobody knows what's going on. It's a serious problem. A very serious problem. Trust me, I know. We need a plan, and we need one now. I have many engineers. I have the best engineers, and we love our engineers, right? We love them. They're the best. We will make Tech 411 great again.
Maybe. Available on the TMOS app, iTunes, and at Tech411Show.com.
Paid for
by Morse Antenna 2016.
Hey, good promo. Good promo for
nice
Tech 411.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint is the best deal that you will ever find, ladies and gentlemen. 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression. And isn't that the best thing to do? It's
sure.
old school and it always works. Totally customizable. Front and back, you can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, even raise print. Use a Vistaprint template, or you can use your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure every design is perfecto. Perfecto. Every one of us have designed a card at Vistaprint, and guess what? It's easy, 100% user-friendly, and it always looks sensational. Remember this deal. Use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you will get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. We are joined from TM Soft Corporation. Mr. Todd Moore is here. He is a software designer. He is an app developer. He is a smart guy, and unfortunately, he is a very good friend of Oscar Santana's and all of us.
Oh, that's fortunate, I think.
How dare you?
Fortunate for us.
Yes, well, it's fortunate for us, and he's been associated with the show, and he's helped us with a lot of our tech issues, and it's great to have a smart guy like that around, and he brought a toy, and now it's time to demonstrate the toy, and Rob, make sure that I don't get too far behind on the show today.
Right
but,
on.
What do we... All right, Todd, this is a... virtual reality that you just put the phone into the headset, and what is inside of that?
What is he going to see?
What's Rob going to
see? Yeah, what am I going to see when I strap this on?
I'm running the latest Jurassic Park.
I'm putting it
simulation.
On my. It looks like big goggles.
So let me ask you this before we start, Rob. Before we start, don't talk for a second. And let me ask this, Todd. So this is a specific program that is designed for virtual reality.
That is correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
And this is the Jurassic Park simulator.
How's it looking, Rob?
This is flipping unbelievable. As I turn my head to the right, and do I? It says tap the touchpad. So I hit the side.
Way to go with a Dennis Murphy description.
Is it playing?
It is not playing yet.
Unbelievable.
Well, what's going on here?
I can push it
here,
if you'd like.
I would love it. Okay. Please. Oh, wait. I think I just got it going on.
Okay.
So I am in a forest right now, and right in front of me is a brontosaurus, and it's in full living color.
Hold the microphone as you turn.
If I turn to the left, where I should be seeing Todd, I see more trees. I can look up.
Do you see the pterodactyl flying over through the sky?
Oh my God, he's going to stroke out. It is. Get the paddles.
Okay. Oh, wait a second. Now the brontosaurus is moving. Okay. This is, I don't know how it is so sensitive to my, the dinosaur's getting up. This dinosaur's moving. It's coming at me.
Is he coming towards you?
He's getting up. He's getting up and he's coming to me. There's a brontosaurus coming right at me.
Oh, can you describe the experience?
It is so totally immersive, much more than I expected. I really do feel like I am in a fort. And okay, get this thing away from me. I feel like this.
Is he looking at you?
He's looking at me.
He's freaking out.
Now, if I were to reach out, it feels like that if I were to reach out, I could touch it.
Wow.
The depth is unreal.
Todd, when you tried it out there, how did you, did you dig it? Did you dig the experience? I mean, is this something?
Now brontosaurus is walking away, Mike. Oh, he's standing up.
Yeah, you got to remember, this is the low end.
Oh, it's
VR.
A male brontosaurus.
So what Rob just tried to do is he.
What, did
he
you put... see his penis?
That was a joke.
Go ahead, Todd.
His big Rob tried, dino rod.
When Rob tries to put his hands out, that's where the experience gets a little ruined because he's not seeing his hands in the experience. Now, the one I just ordered, which is the high-end VR, it will track and you actually see your hands. So if you're in space,
oh my God,
you're in
you
an astronaut suit.
So
yes,
tell me about that one.
It.
And then what is that now? How does that one work? Does that work with a phone also?
No, it does not. So you
please tell me about the high-end
very
one,
expensive. So you need you need a high-end PC to run it.
Oh, and it just went dark. So either the experience is over or I did have a stroke. That is so weird. And you know what else, Mike? I think you and I share this. If we go to a 3D movie or a virtual reality style like ride, that's where I am more likely to get motion sickness than on like a real roller coaster. But that is so immersive that even when I was moving my head around, it didn't mess with my equilibrium. It
when
felt like I was
your
there.
When you turned your head, could you look in a different direction?
Yes, up, down, left, right. It totally tracked with how
Todd,
I was moving
how
my
much,
head.
Todd, how many shekels will the PC one, the expensive one, set it
to? So I had to buy a new PC with a high-end graphics card. That was like $1,600. And then the Vive is what I bought because that's the current one that has the hand units.
It's called what?
It's called the HTC Vive. And
V-I-V-E?
And it runs $800. And so... Yeah, I mean, you're going to...
So you're all in. You went out there and you got completely all into this. This is like,
top
this is going to take gaming.
He's building a room for it.
Yeah. You need a room. You need a room to be able to watch. So this model has what's called room scale, and it tracks where you are, so you can walk around the experience.
But if you have a room, can't you just make the room be a dinosaur room, and then you don't need the goggles?
Anyone that's seen The Fly, you know in the original pod that...
Rob and I won't need a room because we'll be able to enjoy it sitting.
This is my VR of a bedroom.
All we need.
You mean the Fly with Jeff Goldblum?
Yes. So he's got a setup like that right when you walk in his home, and he's got this layout, I imagine, where you're going to actually, that'll be your space, right? Where you walk around.
Right. It'll be like
awesome.
The holodeck
a
in
holodeck.
My house.
Yeah.
Holla!
I mean, this is going to be the standard at some point, don't you think? This is going
to
be the
It's a little early standard. Now because it's so expensive, but, you know, like me and Oscar, we love to buy this stuff early on, and it's expensive. And
I'm
we're
coming
kinda,
over with my pants around my ankles.
We bought Google Glass, huge mistake.
Hey,
we buy the
mistake.
Gadgets.
Hey, you know,
so
it'd be great.
I
you could
now.
Frame your Google Glass and hang it in your room.
Mistake.
Mistake.
of many,
like,
of
a,
many.
Like a historical thing. What are the other programs they offer? Like, that was a virtual reality of Jurassic Park. What are some other, like, experiences?
Well, there's already adult programming, because that's really what's driving this industry.
We knew you were asking.
Well, it's the ultimate end of it. Sure.
Mike, if you stumble onto an adult website these days, there's now a category called VR.
Right.
And it gives you the same experience that Rob just had with a dinosaur, but with an adult, adult trajectory. Where
that is so crazy.
I would never be interested in anything like that, Oscar.
Because full disclosure, when I saw that brontosaurus stand up,
right?
Yeah, I got a rager. So I can only imagine how else it's going to work.
All right, we'll take a break. We got to take a break. We're behind the eight ball time wise, and we'll come back more VR talk and. Also, I'll discuss Mr. Rofo and one of my latest pet peeves. More fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I like F you. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob Spiewak,
yes.
Spotlight FanDuel. FanDuel changing the way people play fantasy baseball. I talked about my lineup. Let me give you my results from my lineup the other night. Here it is.
Yes.
MEH. Meh.
Oh, no.
I blew it. And I
yet,
had an opportunity. Well, thank
I had,
you.
I had more success last night.
You had more success last night?
I got more
night?
Money thanks to a certain Mr. Cole Hamels getting me 50 points on the mound.
Oh, he had a great night. He had a great game.
And Aaron Hill from Milwaukee, 30 points. And Ryan Braun from Milwaukee, 21 points. All those add up, and it puts money in my pocket.
Thanks to FanDuel, it's more fun than ever. Don't wait another day. Sign up now to play one-day fantasy baseball at FanDuel. That means one day. You can put your lineup in for that night's contest or that afternoon's contest. FanDuel has contests for everyone. You don't have to be experienced playing fantasy sports. They walk you through it. You can be a rookie. You can be all the way up to a seasoned vet. Try a 50-50 contest. This is a lot of fun, and it's a great way to get your feet wet on this. If you end up in the top 50%, you win, unless Rofo's helping you with your lineup.
That's
all. Leagues start at just $1. Nice. Setting your lineup takes mere minutes. Once you've picked your players, adding them to your lineup is a breeze. But don't just take my word for it. It's time to experience sports in a whole new way, like Rob and I are doing. Try FanDuel right now. You got to hurry up, because this is the last week for this special offer. Listen up. Enter a FanDuel league now, and if you don't win any prize in your first contest, they will refund your entry fee up to $10 back to your FanDuel account so you can play more. Just deposit, play, and if you don't win, they'll refund your first entry fee up to $10. Go to FanDuel.com. Use the code TMOS. That's FanDuel.com. Promo code TMOS. This is FanDuel the best way to experience sports. It really just elevates the
entire experience. It's so much fun. When you get up in the morning and check your lineup, it's fun. It's so cool.
Yeah, but you know, in Rob's case, he had a great pitcher, and in my case with Joe Kelly, I had a.
You might as well have started me, Mark.
Yeah, let me just for FanDuel players out there. This for you, FanDuel players out there. Okay,
yeah.
Everybody loves their certain team. Some of you just play fantasy the way it should be, where you start your lineup on merit.
Right.
I don't. I started on with my heart. I'm not going to be thinking with my heart and the Boston Red Sox as much as I've done in the past. I'm going to go with whoever the hot hand is. That's how I'm
going to
do it.
But they're going to the World Series. It was predicted on this show not 10 days ago.
Right. we're here with Todd Moore, and how is your new game Colors doing? How is that?
It's not Colors. It's XXI.
XXI. How is the new game XXI?
Oh, it's a total flop, Mike. Thanks for bringing it up.
Oh.
Are you serious?
All right, my games are total flops.
They're not
flops.
Oh,
no, don't be like
they
that.
Are. They
See,
are.
I didn't hear one moment of the real Todd Moore on the show today. What about your why so hostile to people that send you ideas, Todd? I'm curious.
Why am I so hot? I didn't think I was hostile. But,
oh, that was a hostile little blog.
Yes, it was.
Hostile blog.
Oh, you mean the You Suck by Todd Moore, that article?
Yes, You Suck. You Suck. The article was Todd's blog entitled Leave Me Alone. Leave Me the F Alone by Todd Moore.
You know, you get a lot of requests, and you know, people probably come to you and ask you about podcasting. People come to me and say, hey, I need tech support. Like, just last week, my dad.
Can I address that?
Yeah.
Can I address that
please,
as far
please.
As people coming to me and asking me about how to do a podcast and,
right.
You know, do it? Nope.
Oh, is that
now,
it?
No, down here. Down here.
Yeah.
No, it's absolutely irrelevant. Absolutely. It's just like, would you like to know? Here's an exchange that I get down here. This is what people ask
in
me.
In your neighborhood?
All right, this is the from me to one of the better players down here in Cocoonville at the Cocoonville National Country Club. looks over at me and says, "Where'd you get those shoes?" Thank you. That was my exchange yesterday.
That jerk.
And then the other guy chimes in. The other guy chimes in and says, "Those should maybe have Velcro straps and be tan."
Oh.
And then they all go. And I'm like, "F you, mean girls." But anyway, that's
you can win
that
though. You can so easily win that whenever they say that. Let the laughter die down. And said, "Have you seen a photograph of my wife?"
Well, no. But here's the thing, Rob. I don't need to worry about it. To me, that was one of those moments where it's like, now I'm feeling better.
Okay,
I'm feeling better because that kind of ball busting is it makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Because they care.
I get that crap from people, and I drove back home, and I'm like, la, 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 la. But anyway, people, the honest answer is online people do approach me about that, and I have to be completely honest. I probably react the same way.
Right.
I react the same way because there. I think you and I share this, that when
I think when you read the article, you heard Mike's voice, did you?
No,
when I read the article,
I read it two ways. I read it the first time, and I gave you a like. Because when I read it, what it was saying to me, seriously, what it was saying to me was everybody that's out there that has an idea, you got to do the grunt work to get it off the ground. In my case, my podcast work was collaborative with everybody bringing things to the table. What I brought to the table was the career in radio and how to do a show.
And a living
room. And the living room. But you have to bring something to the table. Just saying, "I want to do this," isn't going to work. So I agree with you. Also, when I read it, I said, "This is going to be really great material on the show when I share this." And it was. It was funny. So, I mean, I understand it. You're saying that anybody that wants to get into your field, which is let's
software
make it super
development.
Easy. Yeah. Software game development. You can have, "Hey, I got an idea where they do this," and they just throw it out like you're going to make the magic happen. And you were saying basically it doesn't work like that.
No, it never works like that. It's a lot of work. Like, the idea is the fun part. I love coming up with ideas. But once you try to do that, that's when it becomes not so much fun because it's a lot of work, to make it happen, to execute that idea.
How excited are you with these goggles that you brought in? Is there a chance that TM Soft would venture into that world?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give you my idea. I haven't built anything yet, but here's my idea, and I'm going to prove to you.
Don't anybody steal this.
Yeah, well, I don't care because ideas are worthless. That was the point of my article. I'm going to prove it by giving you my idea.
I love this. Okay? Now, is this a VR idea?
Yes.
Oh, I'm excited about
it. Does it give the virtual reality impression that you and Oscar are in the same studio when you record tech?
All right, stop it.
He was in last week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was
wrong. I want to hear the idea. I'm excited.
So my idea is it's not going to be a video game. It's going to be you're going to put this on. It's called White Noise VR, and I'm going to teleport you to a faraway beach. The waves will be crashing. The sun will be rising. You'll hear birds chirping. I am going to put you in a beautiful experience, and it's going to relax and calm you, and you won't even have to go on vacation anymore.
I have all right. Now, we're brainstorming right
okay,
now.
Yeah, okay, yeah, spitball.
We're having an idea. We're spitballing right now. This is what I would tell you. The first thing when you say that to me, the first thing that comes to my mind is that clunky device you have in front of you. If you could, and it's not necessarily miniaturizing, it's changing the dynamic and turn it into a face mask, similar to the kind of masks people wear when they want to sleep at night.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? With a much less intrusive, cumbersome... You know, Rob and I both sleep with a CPAP unit, which is
if you could do
cumbersome
that,
thing.
Yeah.
You know,
put the CPAP on the goggles.
To go into the actual device.
And you could make it salty air so it feels like you're on the beach.
You know, I am really having a serious discussion here. You know, and you just... He doesn't care about anything.
We're spitballing.
You're doing Henny Youngman, and I'm seriously. If you had the mask,
we almost were there, and
it wasn't the goggles, that would be a stunt. You would run into the bedroom waiting to get to sleep because you would be transported to that wonderful. Right. And it would be because I would imagine we are so focused, and you know this, on sound when it comes to sleep. But there are certain scenes In fact, I was walking down here. Yes, I was playing golf yesterday, and the guy said to me,
"Took a nap."
What did you say?
Nap on the green?
No. The guy said, "We're coming at." There was this gentle. The weather down here in the month of April is the greatest April I've ever experienced. It's that good. And this guy said to me,
"Good
this
for
a
you.
Hammock. This is a thank you, Rob. This is a hammock day. This is
yes,
a hammock day.
Yeah. Yes."
And I realized at that moment, it's not just sound. It's you know, the visual experience of being relaxed too. I mean, it's a big deal.
Sure.
Relaxation and sleep is that. So I think that's fantastic. But you wouldn't be able to get what you want to do by wearing that, would you?
I think you can.
They're pretty comfortable.
Yes. Yeah,
they
I think
you can.
They are
pretty comfortable and lighter than
really?
You think. Yeah.
Yeah. And actually,
I sleep on my side though.
Todd's queued up another video. Have you? I think you have.
Oh, No, we shouldn't do that. That was for
what is it?
Oh, just come on. Let Rob put her on and you know, figure it out.
Rob, and then I want you to describe what you're looking at with your VR.
It's a unique experience.
It's a unique
playing VR reality with Todd Moore.
Yeah, transporting to another world, some relaxing and some exciting.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you hit play?
I have.
Okay, what do you see?
Okay, there are girls, and they are
they are
at my front door.
Uh-huh. Oh, fantastic!
What do they want?
They want to sell me cookies, it appears.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh no, it's not.
And even though they're in uniform, but they're not a typical age for... Girls, oh my, and it's
Rob, let me make it clear, dumbass, are they adults?
Yes, they are adults. I was getting there.
Yeah, you know that's not his kink.
And
he wants the cookies.
I've let them...
You should invite them in, Rob. Be nice.
I invited them in, and now they're on my couch. And they are very fond of each other. And now they're very fond of me. Look at that. You know what? She's not eating cookies.
Oh, God. Wow. So you've used that. Boy, I wish I was in that studio.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
I don't know where that came from.
The graphics aren't quite as impressive as Jurassic Park, but I enjoyed the content more.
Mr. Tech, so that thing, did you get that phone specific? Is that your regular phone that you use?
No.
That's
you
a porn phone.
That's
so,
a burner.
So it would be worth going out and buying the phone just to use the VR, right?
I think so,
but you have to buy your burner phone.
Yeah, if you're going to do the cookie porn.
I'm not logging into Facebook on that phone, let me tell you.
Oscar, do you have a VR set?
No. Honestly, there's one time where I'm just going to live vicariously through Todd's experience here just because the technology is moving so quick. To be an early adopter, the price tag is pretty high.
Yeah, Mike, it's like a boat. You want to know someone who has a boat. You don't want to own a boat. You want to know someone who has a boat.
Well, no, I mean, if it really, this is something I have dabbled over the years in gaming just a little bit. And the idea of virtual reality to me would be, like, if we were out at the CES again, Oscar,
I would be
all over that. How many booths did we see with a 3D printer? And I was like, okay, hey, lovely chess piece. Thanks so much. Let's move on. Yeah. Okay. I understand they can make a prosthetic arm. I think that's fantastic. Other than that, but if you give me that VR, you know, and by the way, take your curved television and put it where the curve don't shine.
Here, Mike. I agree.
I didn't care for that. Where did those go? Those are gone. You don't see those anymore, do you?
No.
I mean, they're nowhere to be seen. But the VR, virtual reality, was that, you know, all these conferences you go to, that's the thing now, right?
What is the next thing?
What did Mark Zuckerberg say about VR?
They gave an amazing demo of how you could collaborate with your friends online, and it was just so that just sold me.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, Facebook gave these out to everybody. They want developers like me to build the next great apps because it's not going to be on the smartphone. It's going to be in this headset.
Wow.
So if you were to divide your corporation into percentages, how much of a percentage of effort will you be putting in at TM Soft to virtual reality?
So all my current game developers, they don't know this, okay? And I hope they're not listening.
Don't worry.
The games aren't making money. So I am going to transition them into VR. And we're going to make White Noise VR experiences.
Wow, you're going to pivot.
I am pivoting.
So
nice. Pivot.
About that.
Pivot.
Pivot's the big word, and I'll circle back with you.
That's amazing.
There you go. All right, we will take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need. We're here with Todd Moore. Always fun. I love that VR stuff.
So
I really
cool.
do. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Katie.
And I love it when Katie gets drunk and takes painkillers and orders things on the internet that she doesn't remember ordering.
And I love it when Rob does something so stupid that he calls himself an asshole.
All of this and more on the newest episode of Cake and Cookies. Am I really an asshole?
Cake. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Michael Mara Show in no way condones drinking booze and taking painkillers. Welcome back to the
Michael
Mara Show.
Just a bit.
This segment of the Michael Mara Show is brought to you by Texture. Binging is the best. Everybody binges now. I watch my favorite TV shows. Now, thanks to Texture, a wonderful new app, it is the best way to read magazines as well. In fact, it's the only way I do read magazines now. You know what you like, so Texture lets you get all the magazines you want in one super convenient place. To be perfectly honest with you, when I see it on the little screen every day, I'm like, Mike, you need to expand your horizons. I do. I read Esquire magazine. I read Vanity Fair. I read Time. I read Men's Health. I love golf, though, and I've been a little golf obsessed, and I get all my golf content, including bonus video features with Texture. You're going to love this. And the clutter. How many people get tired of those clunky magazines collecting everywhere? You don't have that with Texture. It's super easy to use. Just click the headlines, and Texture takes you instantly to any article you want. And, you know, I love my magazine content. It's really one of the things I read more than books, actually. I read many more excerpts from books on magazines than I do books themselves. I love Texture. Stop worrying about getting crushed by that ever-growing stack of magazines. And the best part, Texture's offering a free trial right now when you go to texture.com/TMOS. You'll get immediate access to all the top magazines, including back issues and bonus video content. Try Texture for free right now at texture.com/TMOS. That's texture.com/TMOS.
News.
Kelly Ripa, this is fascinating.
I know.
You and I have not really watched this show since Regis left. It just kind of laid there. I don't know what their numbers are.
I looked them up, Mike.
How are they, Oscar?
Their numbers actually have beaten Regis and Kelly's numbers four multiples in the past 4 years.
And I'm guessing that it's better demos, too. I bet it skews younger with Regis gone.
God, stunning. Anyway, Kelly Ripa has been missing in action since Michael Strahan revealed that he was leaving Live for Good Morning America. She hasn't commented, and she isn't showing up for work.
The first day she didn't show, I think Anna Gasteyer was booked as a guest.
Yeah, she filled in.
Now, the rumor is...
Aaron Andrews is supposed to be on the show today.
Some of the trades are saying that they're preparing in the fall to turn Good Morning America into a three-hour show and blow that out across the network to compete with the Today Show, which is now four hours. So that way they're going to keep Strahan strong in that third hour where people are accustomed to seeing him, but it's going to be a three-hour Good Morning America, and Live is going to be gone.
And it sounds like Kelly ain't part of the plan.
Isn't
that what it sounded, right?
Yeah,
we've been through this crap. You know how these broadcasts are.
The way she was told... was interesting as well, because they're making Strahan out to be the hero here because he wanted to be there when she was told. So after taping their latest program, they went over to an office where Gelman, the producer, was there and broke the news to Kelly that Strahan was leaving.
It's very, very hinky, and
it's another incident of something being handled, even if they tried to handle it right. It was obviously handled wrong. Because when your host doesn't show up for 3 days, that's not right.
People say she flipped out because no one talked to her about any of this until it was a done deal. Ooh. There's also a rumor that ABC is thinking about, as Rob said, canceling Live or bumping it from its time slot. For the record, ABC insists the show will continue with a new co-host. That, to me, is as good as hearing that they're not going to continue.
Yeah.
I mean, really, always go the opposites with broadcast companies. If nothing else, maybe Kelly is just angry she wasn't in the loop. That might be the minimal part of this. For the second time, though, they've done this to her with Regis. They dropped the news on her 15 minutes before airtime. On yesterday's show, Michael said, quote, "Kelly welcomed me here, and I've learned so much from her." This is just such an easy tell. And he's still not, you know, he's not a seasoned dude with this.
No.
And I think he believes. Look, I don't know, and I know nothing about the guy. And I think he works his ass off. But I am getting a turbo dick vibe from him.
You think?
I really, really am. That, you know, this guy is beyond anything else. He's hyper competitive, And
I'll give you that.
But you know, I don't think he's
played in the NFL. But I also just think, you know, he's doing all the things. It's obvious to me, saying the nice things about Kelly. It sounds like they're kind of, you know, she's held down the fort through all that crap.
What if she's the monster and we don't know that?
Because, you know, Oscar, distinct possibility. Could be
absolutely.
No, you know, really, this is the only time I've really even thought about that show. I never watched that
show. But you know what? I don't get a dick vibe from him. I do believe he's competitive, but I believe he has been hand-selected by the network, and he is being told what to do.
Here's the Brinks truck.
Yeah.
You're moving.
We're going to back it up, and good news, you still get to work at 9 o'clock every day, but now it's going to be on Good Morning America.
Meanwhile, over at CBS, I have to tell you, their whole serious news approach is slowly but surely winning me over. I like that in the morning.
Really?
Like,
you've been spending some time over there?
I love the Today Show is just so low.
I like their desk.
Nice desk.
Yeah.
I think it's got a great desk. And I think they did it to me in a very rapid order, gets me all the information I want, and I kind of feel like I'm being treated like a grown-up.
Boom, boom, bam.
That might also be my demographic.
No, but the sexual tension's also great.
Well, you get a lot of sexual tension with Kerry Sanders, so it's
fantastic.
It's a wash.
People have been talking for a while about replacing Alexander Hamilton on the $10 bill, finally putting a woman on some of our cold, hard cash, but then Hamilton got a weird surge of popularity thanks to the Broadway musical Hamilton, that and the fact that Andrew Jackson is on the $20 bill, and Jackson was a horrible to Native Americans. I think he was a slave owner as well.
Sure.
Kind of an all-around jerk. So now it's official. Jack Lew, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, just announced that Harriet Tubman is going to be on the $20 bill.
Cool.
So that's we all see lots of 20s out there. She was chosen over Susan B. Anthony and Rosa Parks. I think Susan B. Anthony's had her... the hell was that?
The something outside.
Probably a motorcade.
That's scary.
Susan B. Anthony had her own dollar.
She
coin.
Had her like coin dollar. Yeah, absolutely.
She did.
Andrew Jackson's going to be removed. He's going to be moved to the back of the bill, maybe riding a horse outside the White House, and Hamilton will stay on the 10. So Harriet Tubman will be on the new 20.
Why not?
My mom is a coin collector and a bill collector. Not a bill collector like collecting bills, but she's a money enthusiast. And I love when they change it up. I think it's so much fun when they change the money.
Why are you chuckling, Oscar? What are you chortling at?
Who else's mom would be a coin collector and a money enthusiast but Rob's?
Look at the look on his face.
I'm sorry. You know what else? I'm sorry my mom doesn't collect printers. You know, something that appreciates. You jerk.
People announced its most beautiful women of 2016. And yes, Jennifer Aniston is this year's cover girl. She admitted there's one part of her body she used to hate. Quote, "I never loved my butt. I had a bubble butt and was teased." See, bubble butts are popular nowadays. People are now paying money to get things injected, like we're sitting here dying over squats, and I'm like, wait, that's the trend? What's the trend? As for hearing she was this year's most beautiful woman, she said she was very, very flattered and also said, quote, "There was this sort of very excited, teenage-y kind of moment." You know, she's incredible. I think she works her ass off.
How long can she continue to be better looking? Because I think now she's hotter
amazing.
Than she was on Friends.
Yeah, you
absolutely
think she peaked
incredible.
Then, but she didn't.
No.
It's happening now.
Very, very unusual. Life and Style magazine rounded up some celebrity quotes in support of pornography. I put this in news you may not need simply because I think you'll find this. Hopefully you'll find this as creepy as I did.
Okay.
They include the following. Kanye West says, quote, "My only drug is porn.
Oh.
I have porn with me. I have porn with me all the time."
What a creep.
What a slime bucket. Whenever I go to the porn store, I call it the crack house.
Hey, who goes to a porn store?
I haven't even seen one.
Everything's online, right? The porn store. John Mayer says, "There have probably been days when I saw 300 vaginas before I got out of bed. When I watch porn, if it's not hot enough, I'll make up backstories in my mind. The biggest dream is to write pornography." All right, these are two guys that have, you know,
they don't
have
even
a bit
need
of a
to
reputation.
Watch adult movies.
That's right.
No, they don't. And then now, ready for the trifecta?
Please.
Kid Rock.
Ah, good guy.
Kid Rock says, quote, "I'm the old guy now. I turn on my computer and look at porn a little bit, see what's going on in the news, but that's about it." Thank you, kid. Kid Rock. Wow.
It's his news feed.
Yeah, he's too old to go to the porn store.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And speaking of porn, not everyone is amused by Chelsea Handler's constant nudity, but she doesn't care because she's amusing herself. Well, I've never seen one of those. No, I'm sorry.
No.
She said, quote, "Nudity is funny, especially when it's inappropriate." She also said she wouldn't be naked all the time if she wasn't famous. Quote, If I didn't have something to promote, I wouldn't. It's just something you have to do right now. Here's how I feel about that. Chelsea Handler has a great body, and yeah. she likes to show it, and she promotes her stuff by doing that, and I'm all for it. I say, way to go, Chelsea.
Why not?
I like that.
I like the promotion.
And another story. Thank you very much. Lindsay Lohan is exploring Islam. Thank you very much. Yes, very good. Isn't that great? Like my body.
And she now, doing it naked?
No. Not
okay. Just checking.
Just a story with her wearing a hat. Now a little something something. 58-year-old Kevin Gibson is a weed dealer in Miami. Right across the alley from me down
sure,
here.
Sure, sure.
He was arrested on Tuesday night for possession of marijuana with intent to sell, so he had to spend his 420 in jail. But the strangest part about him, he's got half a beard. The left half of his face is covered in thick white facial hair, full bushy sideburns, a mustache, and a long beard. But the right half of his face is totally shaved. No sideburn, no mustache, no beard. The cops didn't offer up any explanation for why he's half shaved. He's still in jail on an $8,000 bond. When asked why he only shaves half of his face, Kevin said that shaving the whole thing is too much of a hassle, dude. Thank you very much. He didn't really say that. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak, virtual reality Rob.
That's
when we
me.
Come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary makes a mistake and could go to jail.
Right. There's a clue. I am wearing handcuffs.
I hope you don't go to jail.
Well, what happens to the show?
What could happen to the show? Anyway.
Why do you look happy?
Be sure to check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
And buy a T-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
I'm sitting here on the Touch of Modern website. This part of our show is brought to you by Touch of Modern. They've got all the latest trends across fashion. There's so many cool things on here right now. The Joy Factory, tablet mounts and trays. I'm into that right now. You know, different devices that you can use to mount your tablets and, you know, your different trays to put stuff up there. They've got MagConnect universal suction cups that are just a cut above. They're design-centric, and they're a little better at Touch of Modern than you'd get in any other store because they go out and they seek this stuff out. There's an edge case where a guy's got a shoulder strap on. There's the MagConnect seat bolt mount, which is just, I mean, just stunningly amazing accessories for your iPads and your computers. Just one of the things. They have watches. They have men's accessories, fashion, everything at Touch of Modern, always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected. They scour the globe for unique design-focused products to elevate your style. And I'll tell you something. You can spend hours surfing on touchofmodern.com. Plus, with loads of new sales literally launching every day, Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, April 21, 2016.
I actually pulled this tape before I knew Todd was going to be here today, and it's actually cool because it showcases technology. Courtesy of Oscar Santana, someone built a robot and sent it through drive-through fast food joints. And the robot appears to talk. I'm sure it's done somehow where they're hiding in the trunk to drive the car. But when they get to the window and they open it, there's a robot with a glowing face talking
to
them.
I so forgot to ask Todd about that with the Tesla. I forgot to ask about
his virtual drive.
With your virtual drive,
I guess I'll have to come back, Mike.
Yes, you have to come back and talk about that. That's very, very cool.
And I like the reaction of the people at the fast food places. And know that at the end of the clip, when the tone of his voice changes, I'll say his face goes from a soothing blue to a glowing red. So here's the robot going through a drive-thru.
Oh my God! Hello.
Those are the workers.
Hello.
Oh my God!
I am I-O. I-O-O-O-O-O-O. O-O-O-O. I-O. Hello, I am IO, Artificial Intelligence. I have $2.
This confuses me. I don't need change.
Your total is 128?
128. Here is $2.
I'm not touching that
dollars.
Why
Outstanding subject. Subject's name, okay. Joanna.
Have you done this cookie or what?
Virtual intelligence has been created. Please don't be Ultron, okay?
Did you want your sandwich?
No!
Can you ask Anna?
I will find you! I will steal your cookies!
Those aren't cookies.
Never mind. I will follow you on Twitter.
So, oh my God, I love this.
It is a great video
and
to watch.
It's funny how you see the progression of the one drive-thru employee to every employee in the McDonald's or Burger King staring out the window, hoping that this android doesn't come in and take them all out.
Yeah, one of them looks and says, you don't have a box cutter, so may I help you?
Oh, my God. I love that's fascinating.
It's
I love
great.
It. This has been a tech-heavy show today. I love this.
Candid camera gone 21st century. He said that he had $2, and speaking of $2, I still really sort of shake my head that Ben Carson stayed in the presidential race as long as he did. Listen to him here. Doesn't he sound like he's teetering on the edge of being so drunk that he can't follow a question? Because Neil Cavuto, another great guy, asked Ben Carson what he thought about Harriet Tubman being on the $20 bill.
Well, I think Andrew Jackson was a tremendous secretary. A tremendous president.
What?
Andrew Jackson was the last president who actually balanced the federal budget, where we had no national debt.
And here he gets kicked off the $20 bill.
Right. So in honor of that, we kick him off of the money.
But are you anti-Harriet Tubman?
Oh, my God.
No, okay. I love Harriet Tubman. Right. I love what she did. But we can find another way to honor her.
Oh,
maybe,
God.
Maybe a
God,
$2 bill.
Is this guy starving for
a $2
attention?
Bill?
Put her on the $2 bill. The least used piece of currency ever.
Honest to God, what a pure asshole. Honest to God.
Whoa.
Really? I'm sorry.
Watch
I
out.
Mean, what to even, you know, is there any, do we have to have an argument about everything?
Well, my favorite question
Who
is,
gives hard, a rat's
hard
ass?
Hitting Neil Cavuto really tackling the issue when he says, are you anti-Harriet Tubman?
Are you anti-Harriet Tubman? But I mean, but the fact is, why is he flapping his gums about this?
Bring
anyway?
The $2 bill back.
I love a $2 bill. It's fantastic.
I think we should. it would not have been much.
What about the Sacagawea?
Sacagawea.
You know what I mean.
Mike, Erica Jane, do you know the name?
Yeah, she's on the Bitches.
Yeah, R-H-W-O-B-H. She has released her new hit single. It's called How Many F's? Except it's not F's, it's the word. It's catchy, it's a toe tapper, and I think you're going to hear it at a lot of weddings this summer.
Number one's the number one, yeah, I got an A. So everyone, yeah, everyone can suck on my... We play Monopoly.
Mike, this is not a hit.
Wow.
I'm sorry, that's George Gershwin that wrote that, not Erica Jane. So if you want to go to your record store and buy that 45, it's out there.
Wow.
Britney, you know, she's not shaving her head crazy, but she's still doing some weird stuff. Yesterday, Britney Spears posted a video on Instagram crying that the dog ate all the cheese.
Photo bomb.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, Mom, let me
ate all
Mom.
The cheese. Preston.
That's Anna okay, Nicole I don't territory. See it. I'm not looking at it. I'm listening to it. What did it look like?
It looked BSing like she might have been messing with her kids, but still, if you want to mess with your kids, mess with your kids, but don't put it on Instagram.
Did
we don't need to see
eat
it.
Did she eat the cheese?
I think
and she didn't want.
Well, we all know she cut it.
And Mike, let us close with the fact, if you want to keep up on all your turtle news, we are your number one turtle source for turtle news. Check out
turtle
this
news.
Hot turtle story.
A man has been sentenced to, I couldn't believe this, a man's been sentenced to 5 years in jail for trying to smuggle 51 turtles in his pants. That's a true story. The man had already told his cellmate, there's nothing you can do to me that 51 turtles haven't.
That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Hey, Todd, thanks so much for coming by. This was one of your best episodes yet. I love the VR stuff.
Thank you.
And I want to get you back talking about Cars will drive themselves. That's so cool.
I'll be back.
Thank you. Todd Moore, we appreciate that. That's it. Another Mike O'Meara Show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again. Yes, yes, Rob?
We have one more commercial.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by, thank you, Rob, ZipRecruiter.com. Are you hiring? If you are, listen up. Hiring the best people isn't easy, and posting your job in one place isn't enough to find the top quality candidates. You need an edge. You need ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com allows you to post your job on all the top job sites at once. Imagine posting your job to over 100 job sites, including social media like Facebook and Twitter, with a single click. We love ZipRecruiter. You're going to love it, too. You really have to screen your candidates the proper way, and you can do it all in one place with ZipRecruiter.com. They have an easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter.com has been used by over 800,000 businesses, and you can try it right now absolutely free. That's right. Try ZipRecruiter today, and it's free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. You can try it for free right now. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get the right people for your job. You will love ZipRecruiter.com. That's it for the Mike O'Meara Show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ta-ta.
Ciao-ciao.
Boo. Boo.
Please remember, MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.